弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，我们每次奉主名的聚会，主就在我们的当中。
We thank the Lord every time we gather in the name of Jesus. His presence is with us.
我们早晨波饼，我们一起，我们来认识，来经历得胜靠耶稣。
This morning before the table, we come to know and to experience the victory in Jesus.
哦，何等的宝贵，何等的荣耀。
How precious and how glorious that He has gained the victory for us.
那刚才我们弟兄带我们唱的诗歌，从我活出你的自己。
And our brother led us to sing this hymn, "Live out Thy life within us."
是在刚才向我们弟兄交通的，这是一首奉献的诗歌。
And as our brother shared, this is a song of consecration.
我们愿意主的得胜也显在我们每个人的身上。
And we are willing for His victory to also be manifested through us.
让我们可以被他得着。可以成为他可以使用的器皿。
So that we can be gained by him, so that we can be vessels fit for his use.
让我们在他的手中，我们可以随他来使用。
And in his hand, he can use us freely.
我们可以来体贴他的心意。
And that we can be mindful of his heart.
我们可以来为他而活。
That we can live for him.
前两个月跟弟兄姐妹们交通到，我们乃是蒙召。与主耶稣基督一同得分。
A couple of months ago, I shared with you that we are called into fellowship with His Son.
我们是蒙召来与基督耶稣一同得分。
We are called into a fellowship with the Son.
这是在何等的宝贵
！Well, how precious that is.
也是这主何等的恩待我们。
And the Lord has shown tremendous grace.
我们实在是得到何等的一个权利，我们可以来有这样的一个恩召在我们身上。
We have received this privilege and this calling in us.
来与他一同得分。
That we can be called into fellowship with his son.
上个月我们一起来思想，我们乃是与主耶稣一同坐席。
And last month we shared that we are to dine with our Lord Jesus.
主愿意来与我们一同坐席。
And he's willing to dine with us.
要与他一同得分，第一件事情就要先跟学习跟主一同坐席。
To be called into a fellowship with Him, the first thing we need to learn is how to dine with Him.
当我们来到主的面前，当我们常常来仰望他的容脸的时候，那我们就可以更多的被他改变，更多像他。
As we come before His presence and gaze upon His countenance, we are changed by Him, that we can be more like Him.
我们知道在启示录，在约翰就是他那个写给七个教会的书信的当中。
An old apostle John wrote epistles to seven churches in Revelation.
在最后，在末了的时候，那很特别的一件事情是，不晓得为什么哈，在写给老底嘉教会的书信的时候呢，主耶稣却在门外。
At the very end, when he was writing to the church of Laodicea, for some reason, the Lord Jesus was outside the door.
主耶稣在门外叩门，他说：“若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他。”那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and to dine with him, and he with me."
主的心意是愿意与我们坐席。
His desire is to dine with us.
但是常常有时候我们会把主耶稣关在门外。
But so often we shut him outside the door.
但是当主来对我们的心门叩门的时候
，But when he knocks at the door of our heart,
我们就要给主开门。
We open the door.
主说：“那听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
He says, "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him."
那今天我们再继续往下。
And today we'll go further.
我们愿意来思想我们怎么样与主耶稣基督一同负轭。
And we'll consider how to be yoked with our Lord Jesus.
我们要一起来读四处的经文。
And we'll read four portions of scriptures.
第一个地方在利未记二十六章十二十三节。
First one in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 12 and 13.
利未记二十六章十二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 12 and 13.
好，如果可以用中文，我们用中文读一次，然后请弟兄等一下用英文，我们用英文读一次。
We'll read in Chinese first and then English.
好，利未记二十六章十二节。我要在你们中间行走，我要做你们的神，你们要做我的子民。我是耶和华你们的神，曾将你们从埃及地领出来，使你们不做埃及人的奴仆。 我也折断你们所负的轭，叫你们挺身而走。
Verse 12, I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you would not be their slaves, and I broke the bars of your yoke and made you walk upright.
这里主告诉我们说，对以色列人讲说，我将你们从埃及地领出来，使你们不做埃及人的奴仆，我也折断你们所负的轭，好叫你们可以挺身行走。
Here the Lord says, I brought you out of the land of Egypt so that you will not be their slaves. I broke the bar of your yoke and made you walk upright.
第二处经文在加拉太书第五章第一节。
Second part in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
加拉太书五章一节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
找到了，我们一起来读。
If you found it, we can read it together.
好，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
第三处在马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew 11 verse 28。
凡劳苦，我们一起来读。
We can read together.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的。我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, O you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
最后一处在腓立比书第四章第一节到第三节。
Lastly, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 and 3.
腓立比书四章第一节到第三节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 1-3.
好，找到，我们一起来读。我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格里勉，并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名都在生命册上。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. Indeed, true yoke fellow.I also ask you to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement and also the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
这里保罗对腓立比的弟兄姐妹有这样的劝勉。
Here Paul has the exhortation to the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
要在主里同心。
That they need to have the same heart, live in harmony within the Lord.
在主里面一同劳苦，一同做工。
Those who have struggled and share the burden in the Lord.
我们的名字是被记在生命册上。
Those fellow workers whose name are in the book of life.
我们乃是与主是真实同父一轭的。
That we are true yoke fellows with the Lord.
所以愿意早晨我们从三方面来思想我们怎么样与主耶稣基督同父一轭。
So this morning we want to look at this aspect of being yoked with the Lord from three aspects.
首先我们要看主乃是来拯救我们脱离那个奴仆的轭。
First, we want to see He's the one who rescued us out of the yoke of slavery.
然后我们接下来我们当主释放我们脱离那奴仆的轭的时候，他乃是要我们个人来负主的轭，学主的样式。
And when He has set us free from the yoke of slavery, He wants each one of us to be yoked with Him and to learn from Him.
第三方面。我们要来学习怎么样与主来在团体的里面一同来负轭。
And thirdly, we want to learn in the corporate body how can we be yoked together with each other.
可以先说怎么样在家庭里面 与我们的配偶一同服额。
How to be yoked with our spouse in our home.
然后在聚会的里面怎么样子与弟兄姐妹一同服额。
In our gathering, how can we be yoked with our brothers and sisters?
首先我们来看神乃是拯救我们脱离那个奴仆的轭。
First we see God is the one who saved us and rescued us from the yoke of slavery.
轭是什么呢？
What is a yoke?
我想现在可能年轻人不太容易真正自己看到过那个轭。
I don't think many young people have seen a yoke with their own eyes.
那我们也曾经在小时候看过那个轭。
And for me, when I was young, I have seen yokes before.
我想年纪更大一点的，那可能就是很熟悉这个轭。
And without a question, those who are older than me probably are more familiar with the yoke.
圣经里面常常将人比成牛。
And the Bible always uses ox as a metaphor to describe men.
牛力气很大。
An ox is very strong.
那牛呢？它可以用来耕地，也可以用来拉车。
You can use an ox to plow the land or also to pull carts.
但是怎么样让牛来做工呢？
But how can you make an ox to work?
需要有一个轭来套在它的颈项上。
And they need a yoke to be bound on their neck.
所以呢，这个牛呢就可以听话，可以来让主人来使用。
And this yoke make the ox obedient to the master, so
the
master can use it.
如果没有轭的话，这牛就不能用。
If there is no yoke, then it's very difficult to use an oxen.
所以这个轭非常重要。
So it's very important to have a yoke.
这个轭就让这个牛可以来随着主人的意思来使用。
This yoke makes the ox obedient to the master.
在旧约。我们知道以色列人他们因为约瑟的缘故呢，在饥荒的当中就迁到埃及。
We know in the Old Testament because of during the famine, Joseph moved all Israelites into Egypt.
那神也非常祝福他们，他们在埃及地呢，大概有400年的太平的时候。
And the Lord blessed them greatly. In the land of Egypt, there was 400 years of peace.
然后他们在那里生养众多。
And they multiplied.
可是后来有不认识约瑟的新王兴起。
And later on, there was a new king who rose to his throne who did not know Joseph.
他很怕这以色列人这么多哈，然后会来影响到他的掌权。
And he was afraid that the multitude of Israelites would put the power of his throne.
所以法老呢，他就强迫以色列人来做奴隶。
So this Pharaoh forced Israelites into slavery.
他们为法老盖了两座积货城。
They built two storage cities for the Pharaoh.
他们要做砖，然后要和和泥，然后来盖积货城，还要在田里面做工。
And they were to make mortars and bricks to build the city and also to work in the field.
那法老就派着督工严严的来辖管以色列人。
And the Pharaoh appointed foremen over them to rule over them.
但是以色列人还是越来越多。
But even under this, the Israelites still multiplied.
所以呢，法老就加重他们的工作。
So the Pharaoh increased their workload.
也许本来一天要做一个人，也许我们说要做1000个砖头。
Perhaps before one person was supposed to make 1,000 bricks.
也许呢，法老就说那不行，要做1500个砖头。
The Pharaoh says, now you have to make 1,500 bricks.
然后呢，这个以色列还是做出来了。
But they can still do it.
那这没办法，那法老就叫他给他们管辖他们的督工呢，连草都不给他们，叫他们自己去捡草，然后要做砖。
So the Pharaoh told the foremen to take away the straws that they used to make the bricks, so that they have to pick up straws themselves.
那这样子呢，他们做砖的数目一点都不可减少。
And yet the quota will not be decreased.
所以以色列人的他们在埃及就越来生活越来越困难。
And the Israelites, their lives in Egypt became more and more difficult.
因为他们在这个奴隶的轭的辖制下。
Because they were under the yoke of slavery.
以色列人他们做工觉得命苦，他们在这个法老的轭的辖制下。
They toiled and they worked hard, and they were under the yoke of slavery.
所以他们就来向神来呼求。
So they cried out to the Lord.
我们感谢主，主是听祷告的。
But we thank the Lord, He's the God who listens to prayers.
当神听见以色列人的呼求，他就纪念神跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
And when he heard the cry of the Israelites, he remembered the covenant he made with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob.
他就差遣摩西去拯救他们。
And he sent Moses to rescue them.
这就是我们刚才第一处念的圣经。
And that's the scripture portion that we read at first.
神要在他们当中行走，神要做以色列人的神，他要以色列人做他的子民。
God says, I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you will be my people.
神乃是要将以色列人从埃及地领出来，来侍奉他。
And God will bring them out of the land of Egypt so that they can serve God.
所以可以让以色列人不做埃及人的奴仆。
And they will no longer be the slaves to Egyptians.
也要来折断他们所负的轭。
He will also break the bar of their yoke.
然后最后呢，可以让以色列人挺身来行走。
So that they can walk upright.
那我们想啊，这个负轭的情形啊，一定是头低低的，对不对
？As you can imagine, if you have a yoke on your shoulder, then you will bow your head naturally.
如果说是这个牛要拖一个犁要来耕田，或者说我有个很重的车子啊，那在轭的下面呢，那个头一定是低着。
If an oxen is pulling a cart or a very heavy cart or pulling the plow, and under this heavy burden, he will bow his head as he walks.
那这牛的眼睛看哪里呢
？So where does the ox look at?
看哪里
？Where can he look at?
看地上，对不对
？He can only look at the ground.
但是感谢主，神呢要折断这种奴仆的轭。
But we thank the Lord, He will break the yoke of slavery.
让他们每一个以色列人可以抬头挺胸。
So each one of them can lift their head and square their shoulders.
所以眼睛可以不要一直看地上，可以来看天上。
They no longer need to fix their eyes on the ground, but to look into heaven.
可以来昂首挺身的来行走。
That they can walk upright.
哦，这是何等的荣耀的一件事。
And how glorious that is.
那当感谢主，神是信实的，他把以色列带出了埃及。
But we thank the Lord, He's faithful and He rescued them out of Egypt.
把他们带进了迦南。
And He brought them into the land of Canaan.
那我们想说啊，从此以后，那每一个以色列人都可以抬头挺胸啊，可以昂首的来行走，然后天天眼上看脸可以看着天吗
？So as you can imagine, their life should be living upright.Day after day, and fixing their gaze into heaven every day.
没有这好景不长哈。
But sadly, that condition did not last very long.
我们知道以色列很快的，他们就离开神。
We know very quickly they departed from God.
所以他们就受外邦人的欺压。
So they were under the bondage of other nations.
所以在士师的时代呢，我们就看见，虽然他们是在那个应许之地，但是呢，他们在那个迦南的美地呢。他们却受摩押人、亚门人、亚摩利人、米甸人、非利士人的欺压。
So in the book of Judges, it describes their condition. Even though they're living in the promised land, yet they were under this bondage and slavery, or persecution from the Amorites, from the Moabites, from Midians.
所以他们又在负轭了。
And they were again under the yoke of slavery.
他们当他们呼求神的时候，神就给他们兴起士师来拯救他们。
Every time they cry out to the Lord, the Lord rose up judges to rescue them.
所以暂时呢，这个轭又拿去了一个时候。
So temporarily, their yoke will be removed from them.
然后呢，又不久他们又忘了神。
But quickly they will forget about God again.
所以他们又受仇敌的欺压，又在他们的颈项上。
And then the yoke will come back to them, and the enemies will again rule over them.
那一直等到当神借着大卫啊，来所罗门来建立以色列国。
All the way till the time of King David and King Solomon, that the nation of Israel was built up.
他们好像暂时的可以不受仇敌的欺压。
And for many years, they were free from this, from the persecution.
可是他们还是洗礼变的那个心还是没有被改变。
Yet their heart was not changed.
那个还是没有从我活出主的自己。
And they still was not able to live out God'sHimself out of them.
像刚才弟兄说，我们比较熟悉的诗歌是从我活出我的自己。
And our brother said earlier, the hymn that we sing very often is to live out our own life within us.
他们因为悖逆神，所以神就让他们亡国。
And because of their disobedience, God destroyed the nation of Israel.
所以他们很快的又被掳，又在亚述和巴比伦王的轭下。
And then quickly they were taken captive by Assyria.And also under the king of Babylon.
这是旧约的故事。
And this story in the Old Testament.
那在新约是怎么样呢
？And how about the New Testament?
保罗告诉我们说，顺从谁就是谁的奴仆。
Paul tell us, do you not know, those whom you obey, you are slavery unto them?
或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致称义。
Whether you are slave to sin unto death, or slave to righteousness unto justification.
那我们以前都是做罪的奴仆的。
We were all slaves to sin.
那就是在罪的恶的辖制下面。
And we were under the bondage and the yoke of sin.
所以世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Everyone have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
但是我们何等感谢主！我们以前在这个罪的恶的辖制下，我们的头是低的。
But we thank the Lord, even though before under the yoke of sin, we bowed our head.
但是感谢主，主他在十字架上，他已经成就了那个救恩，他释放了我们，叫我们得以自由。
But we thank the Lord on the cross, He has gained the salvation. He said He has accomplished the salvation, so that we can be set free.
所以保罗也提醒我们。要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
So Paul reminded us to stand firm, to no longer be subject under the slavery.
所以感谢主哈，我们现在在新约的时代，我们好像外面没有在做什么人的奴隶。
So we thank the Lord in this new age, we're no longer physically slaves to anyone.
但是如果我们没有信主，我们如果没有来得救，我们就被罪。
But if you have not yet believed the Lord, if you have not yet been set free, then you're still under a yoke of slavery, a slavery of sin.
但是主来了，他乃是叫我们可以因信他可以得救，就可以从这个罪的恶这个下面可以得到释放。
But the Lord came so that because of our faith in Him, He can set us free from the yoke of slavery.
那我们可以不再做这个罪的恶的。奴仆的恶的辖制
so that will no longer be subject again to the yoke of slavery.
那主的拯救还不止在这里
And this is not the extent, only the extent of his salvation.
我们知道主的得胜是胜过罪，胜过这个世界，胜过肉体。
And we know his victory is over death, over sin, over flesh and over the world.
也胜过我们的自己。
And also over ourselves.
那在这地上呢我们有许多这个世界上的事情就是肉体的情欲眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲
and in this world there are many things the lust of the flesh the lust of the eye and the pride of life
我们如果在自己的里面呢这些是非常难胜过的
and in our own self it is very difficult to overcome these
但是感谢主
but we thank the Lord
像早晨弟兄在开始擘饼之前也告诉我们在我们里面的比这世界更大
As our brother reminded us at the very beginning of our gathering the one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world
他叫可以胜过主叫我们胜过这世界上来的一切的试探
And he can cause us to overcome all temptations that come from the world
那你会说那也许我没有这个肉体的情欲眼目的情欲我也不是很骄傲的
And perhaps you will say Oh, I don't have any lust of the flesh lust of the eye or even pride of life
但我们总是会有今生的思虑
But there are always worries of this life
也许在读书的我们就这个学业就变成我们的恶
Perhaps those who are in school your studies become your yoke
在工作的事业就变成我们的恶
And those who are working your career becomes your yoke
也许钱财变成我们的恶
Perhaps money becomes your yoke
也许家庭孩子变成我们的恶
Perhaps your family and your children become yoke
那弟兄们呢就是特别在工作上面在钱财上面好像这个方面就很容易被这个捆绑
Especially for brothers it's so easy to be caught by your careers and by money
那姐妹呢我知道哈，有些姐妹包括就是我们其实每个人都有这个倾向哈，就是我们有时候很容易喜欢去逛街购物哈。
And for sisters, a lot of us enjoy shopping. We have that tendency to enjoy shopping.
我觉得中文有一个字翻得很好，就是血拼。
Chinese have the word for shopping. That's I thought was very appropriate.
Yeah, 就好像拼到。出血了，把血就是血拼，就是，反正就是钱都花光了。
When you're shopping for bargains, that you're pouring out even blood to get the best bargain.
我记得说以前我也是，每年的感恩节的时候，就是一定要去买个什么东西。
And I remember every Thanksgiving before, I will always have to go buy something.
因为那一天呢是全一年当中 减价最多的一天。
Because that Black Friday is, you will see the greatest discount.
所以有时候呢，早上四五点就起来了。
So I'll get up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
啊，就去排队。
And then we'll go stand in lines.
那好像你不买一个什么呢？好像觉得很划不来啊。
And you feel like you lose something if you didn't buy anything.
啊，那一定要去排队买一个非常便宜的东西。
So you have to stand in line to buy some ridiculous bargain.
那我们也知道说，甚至呢，有人在这个拥挤的当中呢，甚至丢了性命的都有。
And we have even heard of news those who lost their life in the crowd.
哎，但是感谢主啊，我现在也许年纪比较大了，已经跑不动了。
And so maybe perhaps thanks the Lord because of my age, I have no longer strength to wait in lines.
Yeah, 所以已经很久没有好像感恩节去排队了。
So it's been a while since I've been to a Black Friday shopping trip.
那有人啊比较聪明，也许感恩节不排队，那在网上看那个黑色星期五，是不是？
And some people are smarter. They will not go wait in lines in the store, but they will go online.
这些都是世界在我们里面的捆绑。
And see, there are many bondages that the world has laid in us.
也许年轻的孩子，他就在，特别是男孩子，就是电脑游戏是就是一个很大的恶。
And among us, many younger, especially brothers.Have computer games as their great yoke.
好像这个世界呢，就有许多许多的事情可以来捆绑我们。
And this world offers many many things that can take us under bondage.
但是感谢主，主要我们来脱离这个奴仆的恶。
But we thank the Lord. He wants to set us free from the yoke of slavery.
所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Do you not know anyone who sins subject themselves under the sin, the slavery of sin?
那所有被这世界上所吸引、所捆绑，就是这个世界的奴仆。
Anyone who is attracted and held under bondage by this world is a slavery to the world.
感谢主，主说：若天父的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由
了。We praise the Lord. The Lord says, if the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed.
信主，我们不仅是让我们罪得赦免。
To believe in the Lord, not only so that our sin can be forgiven,
神还赐给我们一个不犯罪的生命。
But He has also given us a life that will not sin.
他信主呢，不仅是说，我们好像可以，在这世界上呢，我们不需要为这今生的事情来忧虑。
We're not saying that you have nothing to worry about in this world.
我们不需要再被这今生的事情，所捆绑。
But we no longer need to be held in bondage by the things of the world.
神要折断我们所负这个奴仆的轭，叫我们可以抬头挺胸，来挺身而行。
Because he will break the bar of yoke of slavery so that we can walk upright.
我们感谢主，这好不好啊？
So we thank the Lord. Isn't this good?
这何等的好，对不对？
This is so good.
想想看，我们以前在罪的轭的辖制下面。
If we still remember our condition while we're still under the bondage of sin.
在这肉体的捆绑的里面。
Under the bondage of ourself and flesh.
在这对世界上的追求的事情上面。
Under the bondage of all our desires in this world.
但是感谢主，在主耶稣的里面，他把这一切都释放了。
But we thank the Lord in Christ. He has set us free from all of this.
有一首诗歌很好，就是主断开一切的锁链。
There was a great hymn. He breaks every fetter.
主把我释放。
And he has set us free.
我们何等的感谢主，
How、
让我们可以从这些奴仆的轭下面可以来被释放。
That we can be set free from all this yoke.
那主把我们从奴仆的轭释放以后，为了要做什么呢
？So what do we do after we're set free?
刚才我们知道，如果神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
He said, "If the Son of God sets you free, then you are free indeed."
真正的自由不是无法无天的自由。
But true freedom is not a lawless freedom.
不是想做什么就做什么，任意而行的自由。
It is not a freedom where you indulge in your own desires to do whatever you want.
十四纪最后讲到，那时候以色列人没有王，个人任意而行。
The end of Judges tell us the Israelites has no king and each one does whatever is right in their own eyes.
这不是真正的自由。
That is not true freedom.
那个有，我们知道美国有一位很出名的幽默家叫马克吐温。
We know there is a great author Mark Twain.
他说啊，这个戒烟有什么难呢
？He said.How difficult is it to quit smoking?
我已经戒了好几百次了。
I've already quit many, many, many hundred times.
这是我们就知道说，吸烟当然是自由咯。
Of course, we know to smoke is you have the freedom to smoke.
但是吸烟的人却没有不吸烟的自由。
But they don't have the freedom to not smoke.
吸毒，你说我有没有自由去吸毒呢
？Or do you have the freedom to do drugs?
当然有自由了。
Of course you can be free.
可是你若吸毒以后，你就没有不吸毒的自由。
But once you're addicted to drugs, you have no more freedom to not do it.
我们感谢主，只有基督在基督里面的自由是真的自由。
But we praise the Lord. Only freedom in Christ is a true freedom.
所以有人就这样讲说哈，火车在哪里最自由呢
？And so some people ask, where can the train or locomotive find the greatest freedom?
火车就在铁轨上是最自由。
Only on the train track he can find his freedom.
飞机在哪里最自由呢
？Where can an airplane find his freedom?
虽然在飞机可以随便在天上飞。
Of course he can fly anywhere in the sky.
但是飞机只有在它的航道上是最自由的。
But only when he's in route, then he's free.
虽然我们可以看到这个地上的所有的事情呢，这个神。造万物各按其时让它成为美好。
And we know Lord has made all things in His time and made all things beautiful in His time.
人要怎样是最美好的呢
？Then when is man the most beautiful?
人要被神得着，被主得着是最美好的。
Only when man is gained and captured by the Lord, then that is beautiful.
所以当神来折断我们奴仆的轭，他为的是要让我们。来负主的轭，来学主的样式。
So when the Lord breaks the bar of our yoke of slavery, He wants us to take up His yoke and to learn from Him.
所以从我们个人来说呢，我们马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节，就是主耶稣来对我们每个人来说的。
In terms of us individually, this is the word that the Lord has spoken to us in Matthew 28:11-28.
那主要我们来负他的轭，来学他的样式。
He says, "Learn from me and take my yoke."
这个轭原来的意思是什么呢
？So what is the meaning of this word yoke?
就是联合，或者是把两个东西把它连接起来，这个意思。
That is to join, to unite, to bring two things together.
当时候在以色列地呢，那个牛的买卖哈，还有让牛工作呢，都是一对一对的。
In the time of Israelites.All the commerce of oxen, the trade and the work of oxen are all in pairs.
轭就是把两头牛把它绑在一起。
And to yoke them together is to bring them to bind them together.
所以这个轭呢是有是把两头牛绑在一起，是套在两头牛上面。
So this yoke is a yoke that crosses over two oxen and to bind them together.
我们如果记得当以利亚来呼召以利沙的时候
，If you still remember when Elijah came to call Elisha，
那时候以利沙在耕地
，and Elisha was plowing the ground。
他的前头有十二对牛
，He had 12 yokes, 12 pairs of oxen before him。
英文就是十二个轭在他的前面。
And the English language uses he had 12 yoke of oxen。
那中文是十二对牛
，and Chinese says there are 12 pairs of oxen。
那就是说，不是十二只牛在他的前面。
So it's not 12 oxen.
是几只牛啊
？But how many?
24只牛在他。
24 oxen.
哇，这个人很厉害啊。
Then you know, Elisha is a great, powerful man.
他可以赶二十四条牛。
He can work with 12 pairs of oxen.
然后圣经上讲说，他最前面呢，他就是赶这个第十二对牛。
And he was on the 12th pair.
所以当以利亚来遇见以利沙，把他的衣服，把以利亚衣服搭在以利沙的肩上。
So when Elisha came and put his mantle over him,
来呼召他。后来以利沙就辞别了父母来跟随以利亚。
And Elisha kissed his father and mother and said goodbye and came to follow Elijah.
那以利沙就回去，他圣经上讲说宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃。
The Bible recorded,
随后就起身跟随以利亚。
He went back and took a pair of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people to eat.
所以以利沙宰了几头牛啊
？So how many ox did Elisha sacrifice?
两头牛，对不对
？A pair, two ox.
这边讲说宰了一对牛。
So he took to a pair of oxen.
为什么宰了一对牛呢？为什么不只杀一只呢
？So how come he sacrificed a pair, not just one?
因为留了一只没有用啊。
Because if you leave one alive, it is useless.
所以一杀呢，就是一对，因为他那时候牛工跟要跟工作就是要一对一对的。
Because every time the ox has to work, they work in pairs.
主耶稣在路加福音他也讲了一个 天国筵席的比喻。
The Lord also told the parable of a feast in heaven.
当天国的主要来找人来赴他的宴席，可是众人听见了，却异口同声的来推辞。
And this is recorded in the book of Luke. And the king prepared a feast to invite all, and he says the feast is ready, invite all the guests in.
有人说他买了一块地要去看一看，请你准我辞了。那又有一个人说我买了五对牛要去试一试，请你准我辞了。
But everyone alike began to make excuses. The first one said, I have bought a piece of land, I need to go and look at it. Please consider me excused. Another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them out. Please consider me excused.
所以这人买了五对牛。
And this person bought 5 yoke of oxen.
所以圣经上讲的牛都是一对一对的。
So you see, every time oxen is mentioned in the Bible, it comes in pairs.
当主耶稣对那时候跟随他人说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。的时候呢，他用这个轭来做比喻。
So the Lord uses the parable of yoke when he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden."
主耶稣乃是要我们与他一同负轭。
He asks us to take the yoke upon us.
主是强壮的，我们是软弱的。
He is strong, but we are weak.
他是可靠稳固的，我们却是常常摇摆的。
He's reliable, yet we are fickle.
主耶稣就像一个非常有经验的一头牛一样呢，他。我们就像一只小牛一样。
Perhaps he is like a very experienced ox, and we are just a very young, young calf.
所以与主来负轭呢，不仅是说这个主要的担子在主的身上，而且呢，我们还可以从主身上有学习。
And when we're yoked with the Lord, the main heavy burden, the main load is on the Lord's shoulder, and we on the side can learn from him.
我不晓得大家有没有踩过那个斜力车。
I don't know if you have, been on a tandem bike before?
Yeah. 有没有骑过那两个人踩的车子？
Have you been on a tandem bike where two person can ride it together?
这蛮好玩的，对不对？
It's pretty fun when you have it.
但是你骑一骑哈，你碰到上坡的时候就不好玩了。
But it's not fun when you're going uphill.
因为那个很重啊，那车子很重。
Because that tandem bike is really heavy.
而且呢，又有两个人的重量在那里面。
And two of your weight is on that bike.
所以你就要看看这两个人谁比较强壮。
Then you have to see which one of the two is more stronger.
如果你的那个跟你一起踩的人他不踩，你就很辛苦。
If the person who's riding with you is not doing any work, then all the work is on you.
但是如果说在你前面那个踩的人呢，他踩得很用力，你就很轻松。
But if the person in front of you is pedaling very hard, then it's easy for you.
当主耶稣说你们要负我的轭，学我的样式的时候
，When the Lord says Take the yoke upon you and learn from me.
乃是主乃是来与我们，要我们与他一同负轭。
That means he wants us to be yoked with him.
所以与主负轭是何等美的一件事情。
And it is beautiful to be yoked with the Lord.
因为我们若与他一同负轭呢，那我们就可以在他里面得享安息。
Because when we're yoked with him, he promised there's a peace, there's a rest in him.
在这里我们若仔细读呢，这里讲到两个安息。
If you read it carefully, there are two rests.
第一个，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
First one says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
这乃是一个得救的安息。
And this is a rest to be saved.
一个担劳苦担重担的，一个被罪重担所辖制的，乃是可以到主的面前来，可以来得着这个得救的安息。
This is a rest from all your weary and heavy laden because of the bondage of sin. You can come before the Lord and he will give you rest.
主接下来说，我的心里柔和谦卑，所以你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And he continues to say, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart.
所以我们的心里就必得享安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
这是第二个安息。
This is the second rest.
这是得胜的一个安息。
This is a rest in his victory.
这是神叫我们可以胜过这世界上的忧虑，胜过世界上苦难的安息。
This is a rest when we can overcome all the worries and all the tribulation in this world.
我们知道人生有许多劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
We know there are many toils and it's the life is nothing but a sigh.
但是主来了，乃是叫我们学他的样式。
But he comes, he says, learn from me.
让我们可以心里可以得享这个安息。
So that there will be rest in our soul.
所以当主来这样跟我们来对我们呼召的时候呢，我们实在要起来答应主的呼召。
So when he when he come and call on us, we need to rise up and answer his calling.
有个故事这样讲，一个例子，就是他说有个农夫呢，他要挑着那个每天呢都要挑着那个很重的担子去城里面来把他的那个农产品能够卖掉。
There was this story where a farmer every day has to take a very heavy burden upon him to take his produce to the marketplace in the city.
就有一天呢，正好有一个好心人开车路过。
And there was one time a very kind person stopped by in his car.
然后他说：“你上来，我载你过去吧。”
He says, come to the car and I will give you a ride."
那这农夫呢，就上来了以后呢，他就坐上来了，但他就还是挑着他的担子。
But he came to the car, yet he got on the car, yet he was still holding the burden on himself.
他说：“哈，非常谢谢你哈，你载我，我非常感激你哦。”
He said, "Thank you for giving me a ride. I'm very thankful."
啊，你载我已经很不好意思，我还是这我的担子，我还是来挑吧。
He said, I'm already very thankful that you give me a ride, so let me still hold on to my own burden so you don't have to, I don't have to trouble you.
我们是不是常常是这样子呢？
Are we like that very often?
当主呼召我们与他一同负轭。
When the Lord calls us to take upon his burden,
他说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那我们是不是愿意把我们就是与他一同负轭，然后呢，就在主的里面得享安息。
Are we willing to take His yoke upon us and to receive this rest in our soul?
还是我们虽然信主了，我们天天还是挑这个担子
？Or are we like this farmer, even though we believe the Lord, yet we're still holding on to our own burdens every day?
我们还是天天自己挑自己的这个担重担。
We're still using our own strength to take upon our own burdens.
我们感谢主，我们来想，就是当主来呼召我们的时候， so, 他乃是。来与叫我们与他一同来负轭。
We need to consider when he has called out to us, he asks us to take on his yoke.
这主，当我们与他一同负轭的时候，除了我们的重担可以解脱以外
，And when we take upon the yoke of the Lord, not only we can lay aside our own burdens.
主的话讲得非常好，他说要学我的样式。
And it's beautiful how he said it, how he described it.To learn from me.
主的样式是什么样式呢？
What is his yoke?
他的样式。
What is his likeness?
主说
How can we learn from him?
主说我的心里柔和谦卑。
He says, I am meek and lowly in heart.
主乃是不争竞不喧嚷的。
He does not fight. He does not compete.
这地上呢有许多的这些难处是因为我们常常有自己的一个志向。
Many problems we have on the earth is because we have our own ambition.
我们弟兄也跟我们交通了，我们乃是要以基督来为我们的志向。
And our brother shared this with us. We need to have Christ as our ambition.
那这个地上的事情呢，我们是就是不争竞不喧嚷。
And about the things of the world, we need to be like.Christ to not compete to not raise our voice
这样主的轭就是容易的他的担子就是轻
的 then we will find that his yoke is easy and his burden is light
当我们与他一同负轭的时候我们的性情就被改变了
and when we are yoked with the Lord we are changed
所以这样我们的心里就得享安息
and there will be rest for our soul
所以不仅有这个得救的安息还有一个得胜的安息
not only there is a rest from salvation but there is also a rest in our victory
我们这个属地的这个天性可以被改变像属天的
that our earthly nature can be changed so that we can be heavenly
让我们可以在与主负轭的当中呢让主的生命在我们的里面来成长
and when we're yoked with Christ his life can grow in us
第三方面我们要一起来思想怎么样子 与弟兄姐妹一同负轭
and thirdly how can we be yoked with brothers and sisters
讲到弟兄姐妹，这样就是团体的。
And when we talk about brothers and sisters, this is a whole corporate body.
弟兄姐妹一个最小的单元在哪里呢？就是从家庭开始。
What is the smallest unit in the corporate body? That is in the family.
我们都很熟悉的经文告诉我们，信主的和不信主的不要同负一轭。
We all know the scripture very well. Do not be bound together with unbelievers.
我们在座有许多是已经结婚的哈，已经有配偶的。
There many of us has been married and you have spouse.
夫妻呢就是同负一轭的。
And to be husband and wife, you are to bear one yoke.
我现在请大家运用一下你的想象力。
And perhaps I invite you to use your imagination.
这个如果你想象说结婚哈，如果你已经结婚或者是快要结婚的。
So imagine those who are married and those who are yet to be married, soon to be married.
那有两头牛在那里。
And there are two oxen.
有一个轭把他们两个套在一起。
And there is a yoke that binds two together.
我不晓得你是在右边的还是在左边的。
I don't know if you're on the left hand side or right hand side.
反正就是这两头牛呢，就是被一个轭所放在一起。
But there are two of you and you're under one yoke.
夫妻若同父一轭哈，想想看。如果一头牛要往东，一头牛要往西，那怎么办
？So if what if one ox wants to go east, the other one wants to go west?
那哪里都去不了。
Then you can't go anywhere.
所以圣经告诉我们，夫妻哈，圣经告诉我们说，二人若不同心，怎岂能同行呢
？That's why the Bible says, how can two walk together if unless they agree?
所以感谢主，他在他的恩典的里面，在他的一个主权在他的智慧的里面呢，他把两个人摆在一起，成为一个家庭。
We thank the Lord in His sovereignty and by His wisdom, He placed two together into one family.
就像两头牛在拉车一样。
Just like two oxen pulling a cart.
这个车哈可能很重的。
Perhaps the cart is heavy.
前面的路呢很难的。
Perhaps the way ahead is difficult.
也许有很多的陡坡。也许有很多的危险在前面。
Perhaps there are great slopes or even danger.
你想想看哈，这两头牛若不同心的话，怎么能够同行呢
？Just imagine if the two oxen have not one heart, how can they walk together?
在家里面，是的，我们常常因为许多生活在一起哈，会有一些冲突，会有一些难处。
And of course, at home, because you live together, there are difficulties, and there are often conflicts.
但是我们要思想，主让夫妻是同父一轭的。
But remember, the Lord has put a family together under one yoke.
是一同承受生命之恩的。
To bear the grace of life together.
啊，你想想看，这两头牛哈，它这一辈子就是。被一个轭绑在一起了。
And just imagine these two ox, they're yoked together, for their whole life.
那如果这两头牛呢，一辈子都在吵架，这个日子是不太好过。
And if these two oxen are fighting throughout their whole life, then it's pretty difficult for them.
你想想看，吵架需要几个人
？And just to imagine how many people is required to fight.
To quarrel.
To quarrel.
吵架需要几个人
？How many people is required to quarrel?
需要两个人，对不对
？It has to have two, right?
停止吵架需要几个人
？How many people does it take to stop a quarrel？
只要一个人。
One is enough。
你愿不愿意做那一个可以停止吵架
？Are you willing to be the one who stops a quarrel？
感谢主的恩典。
And we thank the Lord for His grace。
他把我们夫妻就像牛一样，把它放在一个轭的下面。
He placed a husband and a wife like oxen under one yoke。
为什么当另外一个人有软弱的时候，你若是那强壮的，你不愿意把那一份摆上呢
？When one is weak and you perhaps is strong at the time, are you willing to place yourself under the yoke？
如果你是你家里面长比较高的那一个
，If you are a taller one at home，
那个换电灯泡就是你的事。
Then isn't it right for you to change the light bulb？
你就不要叫你的姐妹去说，我为什么？上次我换，这次该你换。
Then there's no reason for you to ask your wife. Last time I changed the light bulb, it's your turn this time.
如果你家里面是比较强壮的那一个
，And if you're the stronger one at home,
那个力气出大点要拉车的就是你。
And you're the one that needs to use more strength to pull the cart.
你不要跟你的姊妹讲说，为什么每次都是我在拉，你都不拉。
Don't tell your wife how come I'm the only one pulling the cart all the time.
感谢主，他在他的智慧。他的恩典的里面把两个人放在一起。
We thank the Lord. It is by His wisdom and it is in His grace that He placed two together.
谁多有恩典，谁就多给。
Those who have received more grace will offer more.
当有一个人还在黑暗的里面或在血气的里面
，When one is still in the flesh, one is still in the darkness.
所胜的时候
，Sometimes still overcome by sin.
你是另外那头牛，你就不要冷嘲热讽。
Are you the other ox? Then do not be hypocritical.
家里不是讲是非、讲对错的地方。
And in your home is not a place where you find out what is right and wrong.
家里呢是讲爱的地方。
It is a place where you speak of love.
是讲恩典的地方。
Speak of grace.
主把我们两头牛放在一起，是他的恩典。
It is by God's grace He placed two oxen together.
因为一头牛绝对拖不动车子。
Because by one ox cannot pull the cart at all.
需要两个人来互相的来成全。
And you need two to complete each other.
我们感谢主，圣经上教导我们夫妻相处最重要是要彼此相爱。
And the Bible tells us the most important for husband and wife is to love one another.
要彼此的同心。
To have the same heart.
在主的追求上要同心。
And to have the same heart in the pursuit of the Lord.
甚至在生活上对很多事情人生的方向还有看法上要同心。
And even in your worldview, in your value of life, many things you have to have the same heart.
在教养儿女的事情上要同心。
In the matter of how to raise your children, you need to have the same heart.
最不好的就是在夫妻，就是父母在孩子面前来彼此指责。
And it's always terrible when a husband and wife accuse one another in front of their children.
圣经上教我们要同父一轭。
The Bible teaches us to bear the same yoke together.
如果我们能够彼此同心，那很多的问题就不是问题。
And if we can have the same heart, then many problems will pass.
真愿意主让我们看到，我们既然已经来认识主，他已经把我们那个奴仆的轭已经除去了。
When we see as we come before the Lord, we have taken up His yoke, and He has broken the yoke of slavery.
对，当我们只能把奴仆的轭折断。让我们放上那个容易的轭，那个担子轻省的，是与主耶稣基督一同来负轭。
And when he break the yoke of slavery, and we can take up his yoke which is easy, and his burden which is light.
那我们想想看，这样子我们，来与我们的丈夫或妻子一同来负轭的时候。
And imagine this, then when the husband and the wife can take up the yoke together.
我们有什么不能够舍的呢？
What can you not give up?
有什么我们做不到的呢？
What can you not lay aside?
我们真是感谢主，因为他已经把一切我们所需要的都已经给我们了。
We truly thank the Lord because he has given us everything that we need.
他要我们就是一个顺服的心。
All he requires of us is obedient heart.
愿意把自己摆在这个家庭里面。
To place yourself in your home.
要跟我们的丈夫或我们妻子来彼此同心。
So that you will have one heart with your husband and or with your wife.
在教会也是这样。
Same thing at the fellowship.
感谢主，他拯救我们，没有把我们单独的放在一个一个的弟兄姐妹，好像变成一个单独的个体。
Thank the Lord as He saves us, He did not place us as individual believers in the world.
他乃是把他放在教会里面，就是他的身体。
But He brings us together into the church, into His body.
那现在只要我们在教会的里面呢？来与他一同的负轭。
And he wants all of us to take up his yoke in the church.
在耶利米书有三章二十七节说，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
In Jeremiah, in Lamentation, it says, it is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
我想我们如果有一点生活经历的呢，我们就知道说，有时候有一些苦难，有时候有一些责任是好的。
And as we gain more experience in life, then you realize if you have some responsibilities or even tribulation in life, sometimes it is good for us.
这样我们就可以学习来负责任。
In this way, we learn to take up responsibilities.
那神把我们放在教会的里面呢，并不是说好像大家在这里每天就是很开心就好了。
And he places in the fellowship. It's not so that we can just be happy all the time.
乃是要我们在教会里面彼此服侍
，but that we can serve one another in the church。
乃是要在教会里面与主来一同的负轭
，but that we can take up the yoke of the Lord。
从什么时候开始呢
？Then where can we begin？
从一得救就开始。
As soon as you believe，
人在幼年负轭是好的。
It is good for a man to take up the yoke in his youth。
感谢主啊，真的是。虽然有时候我们会经历到一些苦难，但是这些都是与我们有益的。
So we thank the Lord even though we go through tribulations, but these are good for us.
我小的时候呢，因为我父亲很早就过世，所以呢就比较多的责任。
And in my youth, because my father passed away very early, and I took up a lot of responsibilities at home.
我还记得那时候台湾的时候呢，一年大概都要十几个台风。
I remember in Taiwan we have ten some typhoon every year.
那我们的家的房子呢，就是很简陋的房子。
And our house at home is it's a very simple structure.
所以呢，每次台风一过了呢，就是那个屋顶常常会被掀翻。
And our roof is always taken away by the typhoon.
所以呢，家里就会漏水。
And then there will be leaking at home.
然后呢，就要把所有可以装水的东西拿来接水。
Then we'll have to take every vessel that can hold water to come and to place under the leaks.
那台风过后呢，还要去爬上屋顶去修屋顶。
After the typhoon passes, we have to go up to the roof and fix it.
那时候我在读高中的时候
，and I was still in high school。
哎，我是在想说，现在的孩子有哪些高中生有这种经历啊
？I don't know any high schoolers among us have such experience。啊，
那当然，我们不是要让我们的孩子受苦。
Of course, I'm not saying that you need to subject your children under hard labor。
但是呢，如果这孩子在家里什么事都不做的话
，but if your children does nothing at home，
那他将来就什么事都不会做。
Then he will not know how to do anything。
他也不会学得感恩。
And he will not know how to give thanks.
有人说这个国内有一个讲法，就是七零后就是七零年以后生的，对不对
？In China, there's a saying, those who are born in the 70s.
七零后呢是工作狂。
And they are workaholics.
那八零后呢就拒绝加班。
And those who are born in the 80s, they refuse to work overtime.
九零后呢就拒绝上班。
Those who are born in the 90s, they refuse to work at all.
那现在很多人呢？孩子呢，就是觉得没有关系哈。
And nowadays, many children think it's okay not to work.
所以有很多的名词就出来了。
So there are many words that came out.
比如说这个草莓族。
For example, those are who are called the generation of strawberries.
有没有人知道草莓族
？Do you know what a generation of strawberry is?
因为草莓很容易坏嘛。
Because strawberry is easy to go spoiled.
就是捏不得，骂不得，说不得，而且就不能叫他做事了。
You cannot squeeze them, you cannot rebuke them, you can't let them do anything.
那有人就要啃老族。
Some are called those who live off of the old.
Yeah, 那这个就是都大学毕业了还天天住在家里也不去上班的。
And those who have graduated from college, but they refuse to work and they live at home.
圣经上讲说人在幼年服儿是好的。
But the Lord says it is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth.
在教会的里面呢，我们真是要把自己的肩膀摆上。
And at church, in the fellowship, we need to place ourselves under the yoke.
要在主里同心
，to work together in the Lord，
要在主里面，一同劳苦，一同做工
，to labor and work with the same heart in the Lord。
那这样呢，主就是会来改变我们
，then the Lord can change us。
我们真是很感谢主，因为主来要我们与他一同负轭，主也叫我们在教会里面来一起服侍，不是好像要给我们难处。
And we thank the Lord. He asks us to take up His yoke and to work and to serve in the church. It's not so that He can find difficulties for us.
乃是要我们被改变。
But that's so that we can be changed.
乃是要我们来经历他在他里面有丰盛的恩典。
So that we can experience the richness of His grace.
所以我们可以看见在圣经里面有些讲到。同心合意的经文是何等的美。
And there are very many beautiful verses in the scripture that talks about those who labor together.
讲到你们若有两三个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
About prayers, he says again, I say to you, if any two of you agree on the earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them in my Father's name.
所以在祷告的事上。我们可以一同来负轭。
So in the matter of prayer, we can take up the yoke together.
初期教会，在使徒行传讲到说，他们天天同心合意，横切在殿里，在家中擘饼。
And Book of Acts describes the early church that daily they devote themselves, to prayer along with the women with the same heart.
所以在生活的一面可以来同心合意。
That in their life together, they have the same mind.
保罗也劝勉哥林多教会说，他说要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。
And Paul gave the exhortation, that they would have the same mind, and not be haughty in mind, but to be in harmony.
我们可以要彼此同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。彼得前书三章八节。
In First Peter it says, to be harmonious, to be sympathetic, to be brotherly in love, and be kind-hearted and humble in spirit.
所以在主里面同心实在是何等的美。
And so it is so beautiful to have this, to have the one mind in Christ.
我们可以在祷告的事情上同心。
And then we can be of one mind in the matter of prayers.
我们可以在福音，在传福音的事上来一同同心合意，兴旺福音。
And we can have the same heart in the matter of gospel.
我们可以在服事上配搭服事，来彼此的同心。
And we can have the same heart in terms of being yoked and served together.
也许在教会里面，我们的服事只是排椅子、扫地、洗碗或整洁。
Perhaps your service at church is simply arranging the chairs or cleaning the floor or washing dishes.
其实这里面学问很大。
Actually, in these small matters, there is a great learning.
我们可以在服事的当中。我们把自己摆上，然后主就会来改变我们。
If we're willing to place ourselves in the matter of service, then He can change us.
愿我们来到教会里面呢，我们每一个人来都来做一个真实同父一轭的。
And so when we come to the fellowship, may we be true yoke fellows.
我们乃是真实在主里面同父一轭的。
To be true yoke fellows.
主为什么对法利赛人指责这么严厉呢？
Why was the Lord so harsh on the Pharisees?
因为他们把难担的重担子放在别人身上，自己的指头一根也不肯动。
Because they play heavy burden on others, and they were not willing to lift their finger to lift them up.
但愿我们在教会的里面，我们学习的就是来负轭。
But may we have this learning in Christ to be yoked together.
我看到我们当中有一些年轻人是从在我们当中长大的。
I see some young people who grew up among us.
那我看到呢，以前他们是上主日学的。
Before they used to go to Sunday school here.
从儿童班到初中到高中，一直到 Yes Group.
From children's class to middle school to high school up until Yes Group.
那有许多在这些年轻孩子，他们后来就到主日学去服事。
And some of them now serve in Sunday schools.
我就看到有许多弟兄姐妹，真是感谢主，主改变了他们。
And we thank the Lord as we see the Lord have a great dealing and work in them and change them.
从被服侍的到一个能够服侍人。
It became those who are being served and those who serve.
我们是在为着他们感谢主。
And we truly give thanks for them.
人在幼年负轭是好的。
It is good for those who bear their burden, bear their yoke in their youth.
如果说我们还没有在神的家有什么服事？
But if we still have not given ourselves to do any service in the house of God,
愿主的圣灵来提醒我们，来感动我们。
May the Spirit of the Lord remind us and touch us.
他要来呼召，来与主，来真实同父一轭的。
He's calling to everyone to be true yoke fellows with the Lord.
在圣经里面有一幅非常美丽的图画。
And there's a beautiful picture in the Bible.
就是当圣殿被盖好的时候
，That when the temple was completed，
那时候，圣经上这样讲，就是说，在圣殿被盖好的时候呢，有那个唱歌的，有敲拔的，有鼓瑟的，有弹琴的，有吹号的。当吹号和歌唱的声都一起发声，声合为一的时候，那耶和华的那个殿的荣耀就充满着这个圣殿。
And all the people before the temple, with cymbals, with harps, with lyres, they're standing to the east of the altar, and then they were blowing trumpets with singers. When they lifted up their voice with one voice, and when they sang praise and say, "Indeed, He is good, and His loving kindness is everlasting," then the glory of the Lord filled the house.
这是一幅何等美丽的图画！
And it was such a beautiful picture.
因为在这里有许多的人，他们在那里。一同的来负轭
，because there were many many people, but they were bearing one yoke.
他们来那里来歌唱，来敲拔， 来弹琴，来吹号，来赞美神。
With all different instruments, with cymbals and harps, with trumpets, with their singing.
就像一个诗班一样。
It is like a choir.
啊，就不能够一枝独秀。
And you cannot be singing by yourself in solo.
乃是要与弟兄姐妹一起配搭。
That you need to work together with other brothers and sisters.
如果只有高音部没有低音部呢，就像房子没有根基一样。
If there's only a tenor without bass, then it is like a house without a foundation.
如果只有低音没有高音呢，就像没有房子没有屋顶一样。
But if there is only bass and no tenor, then it feels like a house without a roof.
或者是 alto or soprano.
Or alto or soprano.
所以我们乃是愿意主给我们每个人那一份都不一样。
So the Lord has given us a different portion.
常常我们在教会的里面呢，要不然就是不服侍。
And so in the church, sometimes we're not going to serve at all.
或者要服侍呢，就是自己来做。
Or if we're to serve, then we have to serve by ourselves.
把什么事情都担下来。
And we'll take everything upon our own shoulders.
为什么呢？因为跟别人在一起很麻烦。
Why? Because it's too troublesome to work with others.
对不对？也许我比较快，他比较慢。
Right? Because sometimes I'm quicker and others are slower.
那还不如自己把它做掉。
It's much easier to just do it myself.
这不是神在教会上所要看见的。
But this is not God's way as He works in the church.
所以教会的服事呢，不能够一肩担。
So you cannot just take everything on yourself.
也不能够一脚踢。
And you cannot just kick everything off and not do anything.
所以感谢主，他乃是把我们摆在他的家的里面呢，为要来成全我们，为了要制作我们。
But we thank the Lord, He placed us in His house so that He can work in us.
其实，有时候我们会想说哈，我们这样一个礼拜又一个礼拜这样聚会，好像很平常。
Sometimes we think it's so ordinary that we come to the gathering week after week.
可是这时间实在是不多的。
But truly, we don't have that much time.
也许这个不多久，也许环境就会改变。
Perhaps soon in the future that the environment will change.
也许我们就会离开。
Perhaps we will leave.
我还记得以前，我们在洛杉矶的时候有一段时间，差不多有十年的时间呢，是一个非常甜美的时候。
I remember when I was in Los Angeles, there was about a period of 10 years where our gatherings were very beautiful.
那时候我们有一个家庭的聚会。
We have a family gathering.
有三个家庭开始，然后呢，有一位年长姊妹来服侍，来带领我们。
It began with about 3 families, and there was an elderly sister who led us.
我还记得第一次聚会的时候，那时候在我们家一个房间的公寓里面。
And I remember the first meeting was held in my one bedroom apartment.
所以那天十五个人。
And there was 15 people.
第二个礼拜有十六个人。
And second week there were 16.
在下一个礼拜有十七个人。
And next week 17.
然后呢，有一次福音聚会呢，过了大概一两个月以后，有一次福音聚会呢，我们来了超过五十个人。
And there was one a couple weeks later we had a gospel meeting. We had over 50 people come to this one bedroom apartment.
所以在那个时候呢，哎呀，主真是兴起。这个环境来呢，那叫我们与他一同的同工。
And the Lord really raised up, worked in the environment so that we can all be yoked together.
所以有很多的学生到美国来读书，就在这个家庭聚会当中就信主。
And many students who came to study in America came to know the Lord in this family gathering.
Yeah, 他们就受浸，他们就在教会里面长大。
And they were baptized, and then they started to grow in the fellowship.
至少我想有超过100位弟兄姐妹在从我们这当中经过。
And I think there were at least 100 that passed through us.
那后来那当中呢也有很多在这边认识就结婚的。
And many of them came to know each other and became families.
所以那时候呢我们每一年呢就是很多很多次的受浸，很多很多次的婚礼。
So every year we have many baptismal meetings and many weddings.
然后呢？现在这些地方里面就分散在各个不同的。
And now they are scattered among different locations.
因为十年以后呢，这个家庭聚会就全部解散了。
And because in 10 years the family gathering is completely disbanded.
就是主就兴起环境，我们大家都在不同的地方了。
And this is the work of the Lord. He has caused the environment to work and move so that we are scattered in different locations now.
主给我们时间，就是给我们机会。
He gave us time, a period of time, and a period of opportunity.
他乃是来呼召，要我们与他一同服儿。
And during this time, he called us to be yoke fellows with him.
如果你在家里，你还有妻子，还有丈夫，你要珍惜。
While you still have your husband and wife at home, You need to treasure them.
主还让你们一起像两头牛在拉车一样，你要把你那一份摆上。
The Lord still calls you two to be yoked together to pull the cart. Then you need to place yourself into the yoke.
要在主里面同心。
Then you need to have the same heart in the Lord.
只有同心才能够同行。
How can you walk together unless you agree?
在教会，我们感谢主，真的是我因为我常常出差，看到许多的不同的聚会，也去聚会过。
And because of work, I often travel and go to other fellowships.
主把这样一个简单的聚会放在我们的当中是非常非常难得的。
And I see that the Lord has placed this simple fellowship among us. It is so precious.
主今天还给我们时间可以一起来服侍，一起来追求。主在寻找那个与他真实一同负轭的。
And the Lord still gives us time and opportunity to seek Him together, to be yoked together, and He's looking for true yoke fellows.
这时间不知道有多久。
And we don't know how long this will last.
这时间过去就没有了。
And if the time period is taken away and it is gone.
但愿主早晨对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us this morning.
叫每位都成为那个真实一同负轭。
That we can be the true yoke fellows.
我们想象那一天，圣殿被盖好的时候。
And we can only imagine the day the temple was completed.
当每一个人都把自己摆上的时候。
When everyone placed themselves before the temple.
当每一个人都来让主耶稣从他里面活出来的时候。
When everyone allows the Lord Jesus to live out Himself out of us.
神的荣耀就要充满在这圣殿里面。
His glory will fill the house.
甚至祭司都不能站立公。
Even to the point that the priests cannot no longer serve before the presence.
让我们愿意把自己的肩膀摆上。
May we place ourselves unto the yoke.
与主一同来服侍。
And to take up His yoke upon us.
成为那一同扛抬约柜的。
That we can be those who are uplifting the ark of the testimony.
让主的见证。在 被彰显出来
so that His testimony can be manifested among us
好叫主的荣耀可以充满在他的教会里面
so that His glory can fill His house
让主的名在我们个人在我们家庭和在教会中得到称赞
that His name can be a praise in our home, in our families, in our fellowship
我们一起有点祷告
Let us pray、
主我们何等感谢你的恩典
Lord, how we thank you for your grace.
我们人算什么你竟顾念他
What is man that you are mindful of?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他
What is the son of man that you care for him?
哦、oh, 主啊你、让我们比天使微小一点但是却让赐荣耀尊贵为冠冕
Lord, you cause us, you make us a little lower than angels, yet you crown us with grace and with glory.
哦、oh, 主啊我们人算不了什么
Lord, we are nothing.
但是你呼召我们、哦、用这个天召来呼召我们与主耶稣基督一同得份
Yet you call us with a heavenly calling to enter into fellowship with your son
你叫我们与你一同坐席
And you call us to dine with you
你叫我们呼召我们与你一同负轭
And you call us to yoke with you
哦主我们觉得这是何等的恩典
What a grace
我们愿起来答应你的呼
召 Lord we want to rise up and answer your calling
在我们的家庭里面，在聚会的当中，我们真是把自己摆上。
In our family, in the fellowship, we want to place ourselves into your hands.
好叫我们都被你来改变。
So that we can be changed by you.
我们来负你的轭，学你的样式。
That we can take up your yoke and learn from you.
好叫我们可以在你里面得享安息。
Lord, so that we can have rest in our soul.
也好叫你在教会。荣耀的工作可以得到成全
and your glorious work of your church can be accomplished
让你可以早早的回来
Oh Lord that you will soon come back
祷告奉主耶稣
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus
Amen
Amen